Now, order. Just order, all of you.
Well, no one over here is being accused of piracy, Madam Speaker.
Prime Minister Helen Clark having a laugh at the expense of opposition leader John Key after he had questioned the government's continued support for its electoral finance bill.
The Law Society, most political commentators and every major newspaper in the country is still saying the bill should be thrown in the bill, in the bin.
Madam Speaker. Right, Honourable Prime Minister.
Madam Speaker, I could quip just like the DVDs, however.
Helen Clark followed that crack at Mr Key's problems with music copyright law on his DVD with a staunch defence of the electoral finance bill.
Madam Speaker, my understanding is that many organisations came to the Select Committee fully supporting the objectives of the bill. They had issues with the wording. The bill's been amended. There's a government SOP today. Madam Speaker, I understand there's also an SOP from the opposition, and I'm happy to say that at first glance already a couple of their suggestions appear useful.
That'll be tested over the next couple of days as the bill crawls through the stage where it can be amended with the House sitting as a committee. But unable to wait for that debate, Labor and Nationals leadership clashed in question time, urged on from the sidelines by leaders of smaller parties like the Greens, Jeanette Fitzsimons.
Does the Prime Minister agree that the Electoral Finance Bill is designed to stem the flood of secret money into political parties? For example...
Order!
For example, the practices revealed by Nikki Haga's book, The Hollow Men, where the National Party in 2005 received secret millions from members of the Business Round Table, including David Richwhite, Alan Gibbs, Doug Myers and Peter Shercliffe.
Madam Speaker.
The Right Honourable Prime Minister. Order.
Madam Speaker.
Order.
The Speaker, Margaret Wilson, who rejected National's request to rule out that question, which the Greens' co-leader followed with a second that exposed another link to the Business Roundtable.
In view of the millions of dollars in secret donations that, according to the evidence I just adduced, the Business Roundtable has made to political parties of its choice... Is she surprised, then, that the marches against the Electoral Finance Bill are being organised by John Boscawen, a member of the Business Roundtable?
Madam Speaker...
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
No, not surprised. I understand he's also been the ACT Party fundraiser. And I would have thought, in terms for return on capital investment, $120,000 on automated calling to try and get the good people of Ponsonby out to a march, and getting 5,000 people there was a pretty poor investment.
Helen Clark and John Key also clashed when the opposition leader attacked Trevor Mallard, one of his senior ministers, over his recent criticism of a communications contractor in the Environment Ministry.
Come in this house to rip some woman apart for evidence that he doesn't have, and to do it in such a cowardly way that he won't repeat it outside the house.
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
But before Helen Clark could respond, there was a protest from New Zealand First Leader Winston Peters.
Madam Speaker, we have parliamentary privilege for a very sound reason. We've had it since the Bill of Rights 1688. And that member may not, the leader of the National Party, understand that. But it's not because of taking preferential treatment...
Order! The member will be heard.
Well,
there is no comment during points of order. I need to hear the whole comment.
Madam
Please
Speaker,
make it succinctly,
well,
Mr.
Madam
Peters.
Speaker, I am doing it as briefly as I can, just because they can't understand it. Is not the reason why I should not outline the principle of parliamentary privilege. The fact is, a member may say something to this House because they can speak honestly without the threat of legal intimidation outside of it. And so to accuse someone of being a coward in the circumstances, which is what Mr Key did, is simply unparliamentary. And he should be asked to apologise.
No, I understand the member's point, but it is not a point of order.
Margaret Wilson said she'd not heard Mr Key use the word coward, but that didn't stop Helen Clark.
Madam Speaker, I've got no doubt that Mr Key accused Mr Mallard of cowardice. That is clearly ridiculous, particularly when Mr Key himself could be accused of being a copyright pirate.
Order!
Earlier, MP stood in silence in memory of John Belgrave after returning from a week's adjournment to the news that the Chief Ombudsman died yesterday in Wellington. I'm Tom Frewen, and this program is brought to you with funding from New Zealand On Air.